That reading. Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And the Bible verse tonight that I'd like to share on is Deuteronomy 31:6. It says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you." Deuteronomy 31:6. Be in dread of them. You know, in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses is preparing the Israelites to enter into the land of promise. 40 years ago, the Hebrews had left Egypt, where they had been slaves. And they had wandered in the desert for all these years, 40 years. And the reason that they had wandered is because of the disobedience of the original people who started off. And now the people that Moses is addressing are the children, the grown children of those who have died off. It was part of what God's punishment was, that those people would not go into the promised land, those parents who had grumbled and all of those things. They were not going to go into the promised land. Their children were. But he is now getting them ready for entering this land. But the land that they were going to enter was actually occupied by some fierce inhabitants. But these were being taken out. They were being dispossessed for their raunchy and sinful behavior. And they had been given many years to change, but they had not. And now the time was up. And God was working a judgment on those people. And he was using the Israelites, actually, to help him mete out that punishment. But these people were not going to be happy about being taken out of their land. And so the Lord warned Moses to remind the people that this was all about him. You know, the Lord and the Lord. I like it. I think even when they were leaving, and remember Pharaoh was coming behind them at some point. It was in Exodus 14. 13 and 14, and it says, "And Moses said to the people, 'Fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord.'" You know, see the salvation of the Lord. The Lord will work for you, he told them, and you have only to be silent. You need to listen to what the Lord tells you. And sometimes I know that when we are too much to do about nothing, as it says, you know, we don't listen to the Lord. And so God warned them, even before they got into that situation, to realize that it was his war, you know, and he was going to go before them. And I like, though, that before he said that to them about being strong and courageous, in two of the verses before, in verses 4 and 5, he reminded them of former victories. And he promised to do to them the same as long as they obeyed what he told them to do. And so that is the lesson I want to remember. More, and I've said this before, greater than what I am feeling. I can, you know, give my emotions more weight than God's word, which is wrong. What God says to me and what he has told me to do is more important than what I feel. If I allow my feelings to dictate my volition, I will find myself in disobedience. And if I am in disobedience, it's only a matter of time that I will be in misery. I don't want to do that. God loves me. He loves me more than anyone and ever loved me, and anyone who can love me. God is faithful. He will not leave me. He never leaves me. He never forsakes me. He's there for me. God has a plan for my life. It says that I am Christ's workmanship. I was created in Christ Jesus to do good works. And so that's my prayer. Father, so many times I did the opposite of what Hebrews 10:39 says, that we are not those who draw back and are destroyed, but those who believe and are saved. And Father, teach me how to stand firm and let nothing move me, but to give myself fully to your work. Help me, Lord, again, not to ignore what I'm feeling, but Lord, not to allow it to dictate my behavior. I don't want to be disobedient. I don't want to go in the wrong directions. Your commands are for my good, and I want the goodness that you want to give to me. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, I pray. Amen.